It'll take approximately 9 months to complete this process.
MDTA Executive Director Bruce Gartner says this phase of the project focuses on removing portions of the existing structure that interfere with the alignment of the new bridge.
The MDTA is going to be using mechanical demolition for the existing Francis Scott Key Bridge that'll be using machines to take down the existing structures.
Officials say residents on either side of the bridge can expect noise typical of large construction projects from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The process will begin over the river, followed by demolitions of sections over Hawkins Point and then Sawler's Point. Grace Newton, WTOP News.